And then about 3 miles south of Mount Union at Camp Creek, they had an elementary school. And each community, by each church, had a school through the seventh grade. And then all the communities around here came to Spearsville for high school.
So you went to Spearsville High School?
Spearsville High School, graduated from here.
And you haven't gone?
No, I haven't had any other schooling.
When did they consolidate the schools? Was that?
When they integrated, they consolidated. See, they brought. No, you mean when did they bring Canaan and Mount Union and Camp Creek and all into Spearsville School?
Oh, there's just one elementary. What situation is now?
Up here now we have first through and second grade, and then since integration we had first and second grade up here. And then they put them on a bus and bus them 4 miles to another elementary school where they have third through the seventh grade. Then when they finish the seventh grade, all of them from this district have to come back over here for high school, for eighth grade through 12th grade.
Where's the first and seventh grade? Is that the same place?
It's in the same place. It's in a separate building over there, but it's in the same school as the high school. And they have a kindergarten over there also. And it's all together.
When did they integrate the schools? They weren't integrated at all when you were?
Oh, no. It's been, let's see, 5 years. Mm-hmm. 5 years now that it's been this way, the way that it is now.
How did people feel about
that? Not at integration so much as it was that they didn't want to send their children on a bus 4 miles from here. Now, what we wanted to do was move in some new buildings, Quonset huts, anything, trailers, anything. We just wanted to keep all of our children here, black and white. We wanted to keep them here at Spearsville. Right, busing's what they objected to. And we wanted to take the school that only colored people had been to over there and use that for a trade school or something along that line. And then, because see what is happening, children from Bernice are being done the same way children from Spearsville are. They're coming out from Bernice to out in the country to this school.
Mm-hmm.
And so from third through seventh grade, Spearsville and Bernice are in elementary school together at Lilly Elementary, it is called. You passed it probably.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have to go back to Bernice after seventh grade, just like our children do.
Bernice is mainly black?
No.
Is white?
No. A ratio in our school here and at Lilly Elementary pretty well is 3 blacks to 1 white.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is here. We haven't had any problems at all. We being a small place where we know the families, we know the fathers and mothers of the children, and if there's any trouble, usually the parents get together and kind of work it out. And two, you will find that colored country, not colored, but country people, or black people in the country, are not like black people in the cities. They're easier to get along with. They're not quite as radical or whatever you want to call it. But we just wanted to keep our children here. We just didn't want them bust. That was the problem.
Were there any colored people where you were growing up, or is this a mainly white community?
No. No, I had a colored family lived on each side of me. When I was a kid, I played with their children. See, we lived up there in the country, and these families lived on our place.
Mm-hmm.
And about as far as from here, that store up there was one colored house. And on the other side of us, it was just like a big, about an acre lot between